something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
These medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mental, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.
Hi Tandy, welcome to a special extra episode of the Netball Show with Mizuno. Another bit of a preview to this year's Netball Europe Open event that's going to be taking part in the Isle of Man shortly. We're going to hear from Cheryl Danson, who's the secretary, as some new roles have been created. And also you might be familiar with Fern Davies, ex-Dragons and Welsh international, who's going to be taking part in the tournament as part of a UK Armed Forces netball squad. First, I spoke to Cheryl on the news that the Netball Europe Board are looking for new members.
We're looking for volunteers. This is the first time we've held the Netball Europe Championships in the Isle of Man, because they are one of our newest full members. So the competition will be really exciting, and I think for the Isle of Man, it's a great opportunity. At the same time, we've got a Netball Europe AGM and council meeting scheduled for the first weekend in June, and we are looking for additional people to join our board.
So tell me a bit about the kind of people that you're looking out for.
Well, our board comprises 10 members, and most of the members on that board have been on there for a very long time. And one of the things we've been looking at over the past 3 years is the whole governance of Netball Europe. And so we've looked at restructuring some of the bigger roles, particularly officiating. So we're going to have a director of officiating who will have 3 direct reports. And we're currently advertising for those 3 direct reports, 3 completely new roles, 3 new job descriptions. And we're looking for somebody to manage the Netball Europe written assessments for B and A. We're looking for somebody to deploy resources for Netball Europe events where we appoint the officials, the umpires, etc. And we're looking to take responsibility for defining the officiating awards pathway. And all of our officiating awards, they're Netball Europe-wide. They're not country-specific. So the challenge is to get systems and processes and definitions that meet the requirements of the whole Netball Europe family.
They sound really exciting roles, and it's maybe somebody bringing a bit of some new thinking into the way you operate.
I think what we're looking for, Andy, is a bit of structure. To bring some structure in, to clearly define processes, to make sure that we follow those processes and embed them across all of the countries. And then each of these 3 managers will have technical support groups reporting to them. And it's there we would really like to have the flair and the challenge and some new thinking. And also looking forward to succession planning. It's a great way for new people to get involved in Netball Europe, in officiating, and to be able to give some ideas, and maybe over time they could become the manager of that particular section and maybe the director of officiating of the future.
We all see the work, obviously, in Netball Europe events on court, but it's maybe the side that people don't see, and it's equally as rewarding, isn't it?
I mean, I've been involved for many, many years, and I find the whole, you know, administration side very, very exciting. I just think you can make a huge impact by, you know, working together and having clearly defined ways of working. And, you know, Netball Europe, they are very forward-thinking across the international organisation. Our region is the only one that has regional awards, and that was set about 20 years ago when we had some very forward-thinking leaders in netball that said, well, don't have separate awards for England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, etc. Have one combined award. And that took about 8 years to embed within the region. But we do work harmoniously as a region. And I think you'll evidence when we go to the Isle of Man, the competitions are really professionally delivered. And we do have a vacancy currently for a competitions manager. And that is a very exciting role. We have Maggie Jackson, who is the director, the Netball Europe Technical Group director, and she manages 2 or 3 people who deliver competitions across Europe. So she works with the host country to make sure that the standards are met and that the competition is delivered well. And she is looking for a competitions manager to report to her. And they will be primarily responsible for working with the host country to make sure that everything is in place, everything's in order, it meets our standards and our requirements. And they would be supported by Maggie all the way through. They don't necessarily have to go to the competition, but they would have opportunities.
Things like this.
It's a great role.
Yeah, it sounds like it is often relying on the volunteers, but to me, that just means you get a lot more out of it.
Well, people question why we do it. And, you know, sometimes we sit back and we have a little moan about why we do it. Netball Europe is all volunteers. And I think that sometimes people fail to recognise that. We have a board of about 10 people and we're supporting 11 European members, full members and one associate member. And, you know, if we could get a full-time paid role, a development officer, we could grow netball in Europe immensely. But currently, you know, we're doing this as well as doing our day job, as well as looking after the house, as well as, you know, everything else. We could do so much more, but it is all volunteers and we do it because we love netball.
There's more information online on your Facebook and Twitter as well. When are these roles actually closing?
Our AGM and council meeting is being held the first weekend of June at the Genting Arena in Birmingham. And at that meeting, we have two representatives from every member country, as well as the board. So quite a lot of people there. We will announce there our new board and these new recruitments, these new officiating roles and the competitions manager. We would like to have applications in by mid-May. We'll interview, because we always interview, just to make sure that we get to know the person and really understand their background, their profile and their motivation and how their skill set meets the requirements. And we would want to announce at the AGM who these new people are. So quite a tight timescale, but we've had quite a lot of interest already. I'm really pleased. From the social media, we've had several people asking for the JDs, which I'm delighted about.
And the good news is Netball Europe, the event that's going to be taking place in the Isle of Man soon, all of the games are going to be live streamed as well. Huge effort, but well worthwhile, isn't it, getting the tournament online?
I have to say, you know, over the last 4 years, Netball Europe put its toe in the water in relation to live streaming. And as a board, we had lots of discussion about is it worthwhile, because we had to invest quite some significant money for us. We don't have lots of finance, but we had to make that investment and we had to get volunteers to do the commentary and we had to take the risk that, you know, it would be good quality, etc. Each time we do it, it gets better and better and better. And to be honest, to be able to broadcast every match live across the whole of Netball Europe, well, across the world, to be honest, but particularly the countries in Europe, you know, the demand is huge. We've proved that people want to see netball, they want to see it live, they want to see it live streamed, and that'll be something we continue to invest in as a Netball Europe board.
For the first time in my playing career, I've been able to play pain-free and completely focused on my game. I found a shoe that makes me feel close to the court and in control of my movements.
After a long history with bad injuries, it's a relief to have found a shoe I feel confident in playing with on court. That's why I love the Wave Phantom.
That's why I love the Wave Sail.
That's why I love the Wave Mirage.
Welsh international Fern Davies is going to be taking part in the event this year as part of a UK Armed Forces squad. And she's well known to Green Army fans. So how does she feel a few days away from the tournament? Fern, the last time we spoke, it was the red dress of Wales you were wearing, and you're also part of the Dragons. You've changed dress colour, but more of that in a minute. First of all, I just thought we'd start looking at that road back from being injured. How's that been for you?
It's been a pretty rough time. After deciding to take a step back from the Super League and international this year, just to focus on my career. The injury hit, it was quite a shock to the system, but probably a good timing with my year off. But it has been a tough road, but it's just so good to be back, really, and I'm very much looking forward to putting on a netball dress.
It might be a bit tricky, but ex-players, do they still keep an eye on the old teams?
Of course you do.
Yay.
Yeah, I've been keeping up with the Super League, especially Dragons. It's really, really tough. They're not playing the Super League this year, so it's hard to watch, but it's a decision that I decided to make, and it's definitely for the best, especially when we get opportunities with the UK Armed Forces team to play in the European Championships. So it has been a good decision to me, and I think leading on to next year, playing at a good level, when I might need better player in the long run.
The 2019 Netball Europe Open challenges here. Malta pulls out, and then all of a sudden a UK Armed Forces Netball Association has been asked to replace them. How did you find out that news?
So it was actually my coach Linda got in touch with me while I was overseas with work, and it was absolutely awesome news. Being asked to represent your country at Netball Europe level is absolutely insane, but being asked to represent your job and your work and something that you live and breathe every day is something else. And I think with UK Armed Forces as well, we've been craving an opportunity like this just to show what we can do, because we've been playing international for a few years now, and I think we can definitely go out to Netball Europe and prove what we can do.
Please tell me it was a bit more advanced than Morse code, how you found out.
Via WhatsApp. But WhatsApp is the key to everything nowadays, isn't it?
Being part of that first team taking part as well, that's got to be special.
Yeah, I'm so happy to be on the team. There was no way of me just being automatically part of the team as well.
Yeah.
So it's tough because you have got to earn your spot. I know for a fact when I go to the training camp at the end of this month, there's no way it's going to be easy to walk into UK Armed Forces team. Within the team, we've got four internationals, past and present, elite level players. So obviously two Super League players at the moment. And it's not going to be a walk in the park, so I need to bring up my A game when I get to the training camp at the end of this month.
Maybe people like Dee from Dragons as well, they might be part of that squad.
Yeah, exactly. So you've got Dee and Ellie Noelle, who are also at Kettle Dragons at the minute, having an awesome season. So hopefully when I go back into the UK Armed Forces squad, I can learn from them, and as things that I've missed over the season and things that I might be rusty on, it'd be great to have that kind of competitive teammates who can help me get back up to that level. And you've got the likes of Nordia Masters, ex-Northern Ireland International as well, who's certainly not afraid to tell me what to do. So the team is strong, and I'm really looking forward to training with them.
Training, that's obviously going to have to fit around work as well. Is it maybe a case of meeting at weekends in a top secret location, that kind of thing?
Because it's a three-service thing, I think quite a lot of people forget that it's not just an Army team, it's the RAF, Navy and Army combined together, the best of. So we'll either meet at a location where the Navy or Army or RAF is mainly based. It's mainly on weekends, because obviously shop Monday to Friday we're working. There's a term we use in the Army, it's called Soldier First. So we need to make sure our jobs are still being done.
Yeah.
But the support we do get from our fellow, our like certain services is pretty good. It's absolutely slim to none. And I know I wouldn't have been able to do what I've done over the years without the Army supporting me. And I'm sure it goes for the RAF and Navy as well. And we are really, really lucky. But we also put in that extra work because we have to.
And it sounds like the standard as well, that's maybe a bit unpredictable for all the other countries taking part, but you know within yourselves that you're really going to give this a really good go.
Yeah, and it's really good for us because no one knows what we can do apart from ourselves, and that's really, really exciting. And we hope that excites like the netball community as well, because no one's expecting that UK Armed Forces teams come out there and do some damage, and we're hoping that we can, and I'm really looking forward to it.
It should be handy as well. We've got Republic of Ireland, Gibraltar, Emirates, Isle of Man, Israel and the Cayman Islands. So a good test against them, and a nice mix really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an awesome mix. Previously I've played in the open sections, and I've never had the opportunity to play against their teams. So for me personally, it's very exciting, and I can't wait to see their style of play and see how they play. So So I can't really give any advice to the girls on how these teams play because I haven't experienced it. So it's a really, really great mix. I'm looking forward to it.
Hope you can join us on the main episode this week. And we're also online at thenetballshow.co.uk.
It's something I've dreamed of for a long time, and to score the winning goal, it's just incredible, and it's just every shooter's dream, and, you know, I'm having the best day of my life right now.
It's medals just for today, and so we actually want to win the World Cup.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to The Netball Show.
Scotland has been doing a really good job on the international stage.
We are thrilled that we've finally been able to announce Dan Ryan as our new senior head coach.
Thanks so much for everybody's support, and especially those at The Netball Show, because I know you've supported us for a long, long time.